Amina soaps up her breasts, her thighs, and her derriere. Amina squats and washes her honey pot. It doesn't produce much honey these days. Amina washes the suds from her hair and skin. She's used the expensive rose-scented bath oil that Fifi gave to her on her birthday. He likes it. Amina dries herself off. Amina moves sluggishly, trudges on to the room. Amina slathers something coconutty onto her breast, her stomach, her thighs, her feet. And now, Amina must wait. Fifi loves his wife, but she will not conceive. He needs his male child. Little Bella is not enough. A man child will marry her and his name will be lost. But Amina will not get pregnant. And so Fifi shoves his man stick into her honey pot and thrusts and wiggles and thrusts. Amina cannot feel the movement. She cannot feel the blood slithering down her chunky thighs because now she's dead down there. Amina used to scream, but no one came. Amina used to fight, but Fifi would only shove and thrust harder. He didn't care that her honey pot no longer secreted honey. He was oblivious to the thick red blotches of viscous blood honey that replaced the honey. And so Amina soaps up her breasts, her thighs, and her derriere. Amina squats and washes her honey pot, which only produces blood honey these days. Amina washes the shame and pain from her skin and Fifi's sticky spittle from her mane. And then she trudges on to the room to lay by his side, praying that tonight at 2 a.m. she's already with male child, or at least some baby, who will be the savior to end a Madonna's mortal misery.